And now for reading and writing and radio.
Music of Children of a Dream is by Craig Linville, and the lyrics and performance are by high school students at Tutopolis, Illinois. But you can write music and lyrics too.
WSSR Radio at Sangamon State University presents Reading and Writing and Radio, a program about creative writing. Your host is Jacqueline Jackson, children's author and professor of literature at Sangamon State University.
I am here in Taylorville today in Ann Linvall's kitchen. Ann Linvall, as many of you know, teaches third grade at South School in Taylorville, and she's been with Reading and Writing and Radio since the start. And for the last three school years, she's led an after-school group as part of the Solomon Society that's called the South School Video Club. The Solomon Society has a stamp group, a bird group, computer group, chess group, and other groups. And in the video club, students are welcome there who have creative ideas, who like to write, to act out things, to respond to new situations, and want to learn something about video. So here with Ann and me are four students who have been in the video club for all the 3 years. There is Adam Webb and Melanie Horton, Tim Stock, and Russ Breckenridge. And also here is Ann Linvall's son, Craig, who teaches band at Tutopolis High School over near Effingham. Ann is a musician. Her husband, Ron, is a musician who teaches band and general music at Taylorville Junior High, and they've raised musical kids. Craig is one of those. And Craig, why don't we start with you? We opened up with your music called Children of a Dream. And why don't you tell us about it, and then we'll tell how it ties in with this South School group.
Children of a Dream started as a very small idea. My students and I normally do a recording project every other year, and so we were in line to do one. In the fall of 1985, when we were making our plans, there was a lot of publicity about popular music and the effect it was having on kids, and whether they should or should not be listening to certain kinds of things. And
that was all that furor about the lyrics,
yes,
wasn't it?
And it was
labeling.
Hearings in Washington and all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
And we felt like the concern was nice but misdirected. And probably what bothered my kids more than anything was the fact that none of the adults asked any kids about it, and they really didn't seem to feel like kids had an opinion or really were smart enough to be able to decide whether music was right or not. And so we decided to address that problem in our project, Children of a Dream. And even though we started very small, it got bigger and bigger as we went. And so we did two videos. One video was our idea of what quality music should be. And the other
idea... Now, the video, I just saw it here. I'm telling this to the audience because you guys all know that we all sat and watched it. And it was really wonderful. It was an MTV-style video with lots of kids participating in formal acting ways chanting and singing and so forth. Well, go on, Craig, you can tell us about it too.
Right, so we decided to go ahead with that kind of thing, and we also did a video that told the story of the project. We felt if we were going to try to be an example, it was important to show kind of how we did what we did. So we recruited a lot of area professional people. Bob Wilcott from Decatur did all the cinematography, and Keith Bailey down in Salem furnished a studio for us to record in, and we did everything just as high quality as we could. And I think that's what took people by surprise, was that ordinary kids could come together and do something that was just of exceptional quality. And that got us a lot of publicity, and we heard from all around the country through the different publicity things that came out.
Well, now you told me that it was on NBC.
Yes. In the course of things, they heard about us, and they have a show called Main Street, which airs once a month after school. And it's aimed at young people and exciting things that are going on and topics that are of interest to them. And so they came out and spent a week with us and studied how we did what we did, and were very interested in the aspect of kids actually doing something with their time and doing something creative and doing something positive
and offering doing something professional, really.
Right.
It was a professional job.
Although they did not do the technical work, they certainly had lots of input into the creative end of things. And just the fact that they were willing to take the time to be involved in something like that and to make a statement that could make a difference. And I think it changed those kids' opinions of themselves, that they had something to offer, and that whatever they saw from school lunch to the way our government is run, they could make a difference. They have something to say, and there are ways to say it.
Mm-hmm. I also heard that you had an article in the NEA magazine, the National Education Association.
Yes, they were very interested and wrote a very nice article, and our project heard from 38 states for that. And the video was used for everything from drug prevention to an in-school suspension program in Houston to some emotionally disturbed situations to there were some youth organizations that used it just as an inspiration to kids to get out and do something, just a whole gamut of things.
Mm-hmm. And you responded to these places that wrote, and I understand that you have a lead sheet with the words and the melody and the chord symbols.
Right.
That's available if somebody would like to get the words and that much of the music.
Right.
That they could learn to sing it themselves, the Children of a Dream. Well, this project was not unknown to your mother, I take it. She knew it was going on, and then things began to happen at
Sound
School.
Aren't mothers supposed to be that
way? Right. So, Ann, why don't you and your kids go on and tell us what happened at South School?
Well, Craig and I, of course, had talked about his project. In fact, some of the discussion was held in our Sunday school class, our adult Sunday school class. And at that time, we were getting ready to form the clubs of the Solomon Society. And I thought if children of high school age could talk about their dreams and make an impact, why couldn't third and fourth grade students? So we formed a video club of third and fourth grade students, and we got together and just talked for, well, maybe the first two or three sessions on just what would their dreams be for the world or for themselves. And a lot of topics that came up were things that affected our whole world, such as nuclear weapons, peace in the world, things that affect their lives. But we did try to narrow it down because we thought we wanted to make a statement about something that we would have believability in, to bring it down to the local format, such as something in our own town or our own school. But in talking with other teachers and throughout the country who have asked about this project, They were amazed, too, like with Craig's project, that students could be interested in such issues as what's happening in the world, the nuclear issues, what the leaders of the world are doing. And I think it's time that we all realize that although they're young in years, they are very mature in thoughts and in their minds.
I think the grown-ups found this with our tape with Dick Durbin year before last when we interviewed our congressman.
Yes.
And the questions that were asked and the discussions that the kids had with him, I mean, it showed that they were right up on the world news.
And I think it's often a case of providing the leadership and the opportunity, and then as the adult, you sort of stand back as onseer and coordinator, and they have the ideas and the abilities to develop it into something.
Well, let's ask Russ Breckenridge to tell us about that first tape, because I understand it had something to do with Roadrunner and that Russ was Roadrunner. Weren't you, Russ?
Yes, I was.
What was the first tape that your class worked out?
Well, it was about Keep Taylorville Beautiful. And we had, I think, four scenes.
What was Roadrunner looking for?
He was looking for a clean, like, some place that you could live, and they were doing something to keep their town beautiful.
You kids can chime in, too. You can help Russ out on this, because you were all in on it. Wasn't...
Jim and Adam, yeah. Your scene was on...
Air pollution businesses, industries, that do stuff. And we had, with the scenes that we had, we knew that since we weren't very professional, we couldn't have very big scenes, so we just narrowed it down. And then there were a couple scenes. One was on Operation Snowball and Snowflake, which is a drug program that they
Melanie, wasn't that the scene you were in?
Yes. We had an interviewer come, and she told us about when that was going on in high school, and then we talked about it in our scene.
And Jackie, you know, and probably a lot of our listeners would know Therese Clark from Memorial
mm-hmm.
School.
I know
that
she's been involved.
Yes. That mm-hmm. was her organization that she was involved with, and the students from that then came out with us. Melanie was just determined we were going to do something in the video about that, and at first I was a little hesitant because I wasn't sure it was a positive statement.
Mm-hmm.
But Melanie won, and I think it was a very good part of the video.
I think to tell what a community is doing about the things that disturb a place is important, too, to keep that community a happy place. Russ, did you get to dress up as Roadrunner, or were you just your ordinary self?
Well, yes, I dressed up. I wore some our Roadrunner jogging suit and a white ski mask with our school colors, green and yellow, sewed on to
kind
the...
Kind of like feathers.
Yeah,
aren't
like
they?
Feathers.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a funny voice?
No, I basically kept my same voice, but some people might say it is funny.
Well, let's see. As I understood the Roadrunner, which tape I haven't seen, he was looking for the ideal place to live, and he found that whereas Taylorville might have some problems, that on the whole... they were working on them, and that it was a pretty good place to live. Wasn't that the idea?
Roadrunner looked everywhere.
Well, now, Craig's group didn't do the technical work. Did you kids do the technical work?
Yeah, we did. We did the camera and stuff ourselves.
We did. We had a mic that we hooked up to our camera, and it was a black and white camera. And we had to do something with the mic so it wouldn't be shown in the scene. And We did a lot of that stuff.
And there is a lot of others. Some kids watched the TV, which when you filmed, what you were filming showed on the TV to see how it was looking.
Yeah.
Did you do retakes and things then until you got it right?
Yes, we did. We were.
We were about five times.
We practiced a lot.
Yeah.
We practiced. But when we got to the final scene, the final shoot, we just had to go from beginning to end and then take mm-hmm. whatever we did.
We used Craig's music in between scenes, Children of a Dream.
Because we wanted to show the tie between the project of Children of a Dream and our Roadrunner's dream.
Mm-hmm. And you kids did your own script then too?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Got your props
yes.
And yeah. Did your interviews with people and all? Did you find people cooperated
yeah.
well?
Yes.
We had some guests come to speak to us at some of our meetings. And they gave us some, they gave us a bumper sticker to put on our parents' cars.
For Keep Taylorville Beautiful. Yeah, we were the first students in the city to have that bumper sticker.
Well, let's go on to what you did last year. I understand it had something to do with South School.
Mm-hmm. The history.
It was the history of South School. And we did it because, not really for the same purpose as the first one, but just for people that had went to the school and other people that would like to know, since there have been two South Schools in the last,
It was 1898, wasn't it, the first school was built?
And then it was torn down in what?
1970.
So the new South School that all you kids go to began in 1969 or 1970?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So did you go to the old South School and photograph it and so forth?
Well, we had did. We had one scene that
it was all
did
the
part
building
of it there.
Had a fire or
yeah.
a fire
yeah.
toward it.
See, I was expecting you to say that it wasn't there anymore.
Yeah,
that you,
isn't there anymore,
the scene you had was in the rubble, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the bricks and the stairway and a big hill where they dug it out.
So were there photographs of South School?
Yes,
Frank Baugh.
Taken by Frank Baugh.
And the other people that
we used that to build. Gary McCullough built a model of the old South School, and we used the pictures that Frank Baugh had took. To build the model.
I did see this film today, and this had Mary Ann Durbin in it, telling about when she was a teacher back in the when the old South School was still there in the 1950s, and before she was married.
Mr. Solomon.
And interviews with the former principal, who then came on to be principal of the new school, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Until 1981, Mr. Kimball.
And this was quite an ambitious tape. It was 42 minutes long. We saw most of those 42 minutes, and it had some songs in it, or music. Now, Adam, you and Russ,
Tim,
wrote the melodies, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. We wrote the melodies, and we just came in 1 noon hour, instead of going on recess, and just
started punching on piano keys.
Just started doing a small melody on piano keys, and then Mrs. Linval taped it, and then she gave it to Craig, and Craig arranged it for us.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was impressed with hearing that music, too. And
and we had two themes, didn't we? The slow.
The slow,
slow and
the easy video, and then the fast.
To fit the mood of the particular part of the video we were showing.
Yeah.
But we did use a professional studio this year to edit the film and to drop in the music track.
Mm-hmm.
Melanie, tell us what the group is doing this year.
Well, we're making a commercial on Old South School so then the New South School, so then the parents can see what our school's like, and they might want to move by our school and have some new students.
Or new people coming to town. So you would give this to the realtors, I understand, and have it around so that it's sort of a blurb for your school, right?
Yeah. I know that we've been working really hard to have it last at least had the maximum 5 minutes.
And after having 42 minutes last year,
it was very hard.
Must be hard to cut it down to only 5 minutes of telling about South School and South School District.
Yes. We had a whole bunch of ideas, and then Mrs. Linval and Mr. Hicksmaw came up with the idea about the commercial, and then we just had so many ideas for it, and then we found out that it couldn't be very long. So we really had to narrow it down quite a bit.
Well, that's an exciting idea because, you know, that's what the colleges are doing now.
Mm-hmm.
They're sending out videos. Students can't always visit the campuses, and so they send out a video of what their college has to offer. And so you don't just read the literature about it, but you actually see what's going on there, and this is what your group will do. Do you have music? Are you going to have music in this commercial?
Yeah, we're going to have music, voiceovers, and some other things that we
new
didn't
techniques
do
we have.
We're changing around. Like, we're going to have a filming group instead of switching around filming, script, idea, and prop group. We're switching around.
Mm-hmm. What have you? Let's ask each of you what you've enjoyed about this project and why you're these past 3 years and why you're still in the video club. Okay, let's hear from Tim.
Well, what
I like doing about it is learning new people or like seeing what camera work is all about.
Mm-hmm. Adam, what about you?
Well, I like it because when we're doing this project, so when we get done and we find out, like our first one, we sent out the packets to like 25 to 30 different states that wanted a packet. And
that's
I like
that's right. We didn't mention that that there was an NEA article on your first tape too.
And then I like it being because we get quite a bit of publicity. We hear about all this stuff being where it is. Like I know Craig talked. I think Craig talked about it a little bit on Main Street when he was on NBC, and then.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Russ?
Well, I enjoyed about the video was. Well, I enjoyed meeting the people, and I've always enjoyed acting out, and I liked just being in it, and I stayed with it because I just enjoy everything about it.
And how about you, Melanie?
Well, I like the camera work and the acting out, and I'm in quite a few after-school groups, and then I just like to stay after school and work on stuff.
What impresses me about it is that here is another way of using your creativity, another whole area of using your creativity, and I'm particularly pleased because it's got an intermediate stage of the writing. That I think writing is a good thing, it's not the only thing. And so you guys go through the writing in order to end up with a videotape which has words, pictures, music, and so forth. Now, reading and writing and radio is something that people listen to, as you know, and then they write. What suggestions do you have for kids that they might do in writing on this whole topic?
Well, I think they might want to write maybe their dreams or what kind of videos they would like to do. Some of their dreams.
Have them have some after school video groups or something. Make their videos, mm-hmm. their dreams.
A good topic to write about this week would be Tanya and Thrussell's about the dreams and showing that kids can do something about stuff and. Like, if they've ever done something.
That's a good topic. Where have you made a difference? Where have kids been able to do something maybe where the grown-ups haven't thought they could?
I think it's important for everyone to remember we didn't know a thing about running a video camera, making a video, and we just got books about it and talked to people, and we all learned together, and I mean the teacher included, that I knew nothing about it until I started.
It's a lot harder.
Tim, we didn't give you a chance. Say that again, Russ.
It's a lot harder than it seems.
But fun?
Yeah, it's really fun.
Okay, Tim, did you want to say something?
Tying in with Melanie, something like, if you create your own video clip, you have all the time you want. We have, like, a deadline we have to put ours on.
We have to get it done sometime
before the school year's over with.
We did some of it last year's. Right at the end of the day, the last day of school.
So maybe if they're writing about their dreams, whether it's a video club or just a dream or a project they think of, maybe in writing about it, how could they accomplish it and set up a time frame to get it done?
Well, I think there's a lot of topics here that could be written about in your own class, and I think that Craig's activities with his high school students and Anne and you students with your club should be an inspiration for all of us. So thank you very much for being on the program today.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
WSSR Radio has presented Reading and Writing and Radio. Send your writings to Jacqueline Jackson, Sangamon State University, Springfield, Illinois, 62708.